I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The Division of Natural Resources has shifted its muskie research to the south. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. For many years, the DNR has monitored the muskie on several well-known waters around the state that have become a haven for the fish. But their most recent work on the Hughes River and North Bend Lake has been complete, and it's time to turn their attention elsewhere. Scott Morrison heads up the muskie research in West Virginia, said they're going to go to one of the state's best-known and largest waterways.
What we've done is we've recently completed the North Bend telemetry study where we followed movement of muskies in a small impoundment in Ritchie County. And we basically moved that equipment to on the Kanawha River, basically, and the Linden Pool, basically, below Kanawha Falls down to the dam there. And what we have is we have six stationary receivers that will pick up any marked fish that we have tagged. We have surgically implanted tags that will send a signal to the receivers.
The equipment is, for descriptive purposes, a trail camera for fish. Morrison said they've begun to tag those fish, and they're now installing the receivers.
We have one below Wheeler Island that will basically pick up any fish on either side of the river going by it, and then will record the time and the date that the fish was there. And currently we have 14 fish that we have tagged, and we're following their movement.
14 fish were tagged last year, and the equipment was moved into place in the early spring of this year. Morrison said there's some preliminary data that was surprising.
We can't say that every fish is following this pattern, but the one thing that's surprising me right off the bat is right now we don't have any fish that are right below the falls. We have there's an island below the falls, and we're a receiver downstream of that, and currently there's no fish there, which is kind of surprising to me. The fish move up there in the spring, certainly, and I would expect that some of them to be around that island, around the falls throughout the year. But right now, it doesn't appear to be that any fish are there, which is surprising.
As Morrison said, they're relying on 14 fish, though, which isn't enough for a hypothesis.
Yeah, that is always a question. You hopefully get a representative sample, and more than likely, I suspect we will be marking more fish.
Morrison expects it'll be about a 3 to 4 year study to determine the movements of the muskie on the Kanawha River. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.